Thank you, Jules, just what I needed.
You're welcome.
Okay, Commissioner, the lines are open.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colk. We're meeting for an informal today on two cases. Case number PU 14-682, Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association, and PU 14-583, Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association designated eligible carrier. The little background on the cases, it was a while back here the commission put out the notice that anyone requesting a formal hearing on this head up until September 23rd to request, so we've not, Patrick's here too, Patrick, we've not received any requests for a formal hearing. So at this point, we're going to have an informal, and then the commission then can go ahead and make a decision. I'm joined by my colleagues, Commissioner Randy Chrisman, Commissioner Julie Fedorchek, staff Patrick Fawn, and Julie Prescott. And if the folks on the line could identify themselves for our record.
Hi, this is Scott Bostrom with Roberts County Telephone, General Manager.
Scott, could you spell out your last name? Scott, could you spell your last name?
Is in Tom, R-O-M.
All right, one more time.
B-O-S-T as in Tom, R-O-M, Bostrom.
All right, and there was one more voice out there.
Yes, this is Dennis Spokland, spelled F-O-G-L-A-N-D, and I'm legal counsel for Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I don't have any opening comments. I'll see if my colleagues have anything. Commissioner Chrisman?
I do not have any opening comments, except for Mr. Folland. I didn't catch your first name.
Dennis.
Dennis. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments.
All right. Well, I think at this point, probably appropriate to turn it over to Dennis or Scott, whichever one you want to make your case.
Okay. This is Dennis Fogland. Good afternoon, everyone. I will give a brief background as to the applications that have been filed, and then we can open it up for questions or comments by the commissioners, and Scott is, of course, available to address any of the questions you may have as well. These two applications are in connection with the proposed merger of RC Communications, Inc., which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association, into Roberts County. So while it's a merger, it is a parent-subsidiary merger, and there is no change of control that's occurring with respect to the corporate entities. The as a result of the merger, however, because RC Communications will go away and be subsumed into the parent company, Roberts County, then we are filing these two applications. The first is the application then for Roberts County Telephone Cooperative to acquire and receive an assignment of the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity for the North Veblen, North Dakota Exchange, which is currently held by the subsidiary RC Communications. And then the second application is for the expansion of the designation of Roberts County Telephone's ETC status, currently held by RC Communications and the North Veblen, North Dakota Exchange. Just some background on this. Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association is a South Dakota cooperative. It's headquartered in New Effington, South Dakota, and its primary service area is in the exchanges in South Dakota. The same with RC Communications, the wholly owned subsidiary, operates primarily in the South Dakota exchanges. However, it also has a few access lines and customers located in the North Veblen area, which is the basis for the request of these two applications. The proposed merger was approved by the members of Roberts County in June, and under the merger agreement approved by them at their annual meeting, the merger is to be effective at 11:59 p.m. December 31st, 2014. That's in the merger subject to appropriate regulatory approvals. Upon effectiveness of the merger then, which would begin January 1st of 2015, RC Communications would cease doing business as a provider of the local exchange services, and Roberts County would step into the shoes of its subsidiary and provide those local exchange telecommunication services in the North Veblen, North Dakota Exchange. there, because it's a parent-subsidiary merger, there really is very little change. The board of directors of both RC Communications and Roberts County are the same individuals. So after the merger, there'll be no change in the board. Scott Bostrom is the general manager of both, and the management is the same for both the subsidiary and the parent. The operations and the services provided will remain the same. They will just be taken over by the parent from the merged subsidiary. we have filed the appropriate applications and various exhibits with the commission, and therefore request approval of the commission to for the two applications which have been consolidated, case number PM14682, with respect to the assignment of the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to the North Veblen, North Dakota Exchange 2, Roberts County from RC Communications, and case number PU14683, the transfer of the eligible telecommunication status, ETC status, for the RC Communication Exchanges from RC Communications to Roberts County, effective as of the effective time of the merger at the end of this year. That's all I have for the moment.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. This is Brian. Before I forget, will you offer up everything that you, your testimony and Scott's as part of the, this record today?
Yes, and we I'll so offer that at this time.
Okay, and we're happy to receive it. I just had one question for you or Scott, just a clarification for the record. Can you walk through again what North Dakota communities are affected and your best guess of number of customers rather than just saying the North Veblen Exchange?
Yeah, this is Scott. I can address that. Our North Veblen Exchange is it has eight customers, eight subscribers in that exchange.
So where at located though? Like are we talking? I think it's southeast North Dakota, but I want to get
it's down in the southeast of North Dakota. And if you know where Veblen is, it's just straight north of there, where we've got these handful of subscribers that are just into North Dakota.
So literally eight customers, Scott.
Eight customers.
Okay, fair enough. And those eight are important. I'm not trying to insinuate that. Just want to make sure we clarify. So I don't have any other questions. I'll see if my colleagues do. Commissioner Christman?
The exchange, or maybe there's more exchanges in South Dakota that we're not dealing with that are part of RC Communications, were those... And I'm familiar with this happening with other companies, so that's why I throw this out. Were those former U.S. West acquisitions, and now you're bringing them into the cooperative? Or how did they end up in this separate RC Communications company?
Yeah, you're correct. We acquired these from U.S. West back in 1996, and it's just finally the board has finally decided that, you know, we've kicked this around for a few years, but finally just decided to pull all these members and be, you know, bring them into our co-op. It's you know, it's just going to make things you know, much more efficient. You know, we'll reduce some costs and strengthen our, you know, our brand of our RC brand, and it just simplifies things.
Capital credit checks for eight North Dakotans.
Well, RC Communications as a whole has, 1,215 access lines.
Okay. And then I was just going to throw out, so if I would decide, assuming this goes through, if I would decide to start my own communications company, it might mean that the name RC Communications will be available then, huh?
That's correct. at the time of the merger, we'll be changing the name of Roberts County Telephone Cooperative. It's going to be changed to RC Technologies.
Oh, okay. Very good. Nothing further. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you have any questions?
Randy asked the main question I was thinking of, but just to clarify that further, when you acquired the eight customers from U.S. West, why didn't you just fold them in at that point? Why did you have to set up this separate company or cooperative to manage them?
The Veblen Exchange, you know, there's eight customers that are actually in North Dakota, but we've got like 400 total customers in the Veblen Exchange. And at that same time, we acquired, you know, three other exchanges from U.S. West at that time. So that's when we just created our its own company.
Oh, so these eight customers, RC Telephone Co-op was not just the eight customers, but a bunch of other ones in South Dakota.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Nothing further from me either.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Let's see if staff has any questions. Patrick Fawn?
I have one question about the study area that's designated for RC Communications. Is that the study area that's designated for RC Communications by the FCC, is that a South Dakota study area?
That's correct.
Okay, so there's no North Dakota study area number for North Veblen.
No. We're only into North Dakota probably half a mile and each end of, in the co-op part of it and over in RC Communications. So, yeah, it's all in the South Dakota study area.
Right. And then RC has its own study area code number from South Dakota, and Roberts County has a separate study area code number?
That is correct.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Julie Prescott, anything? Okay. Is there anything else that Dennis or Scott you'd have to offer up?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, I think I do appreciate your gentlemen being able to take the initiative just to call in for this, because I think this was fine to handle technology this way, and we always encourage folks to do this. That's why we have the technology available. It's good you didn't have to fly halfway across or drive across the state for what we anticipated, I think, to be probably a pretty short informal. Is there any particular reason that you'd need this before our next meeting, which will be 2 weeks from now, if we so decide to vote on it at that time?
No, I think next the meeting you mentioned would be fine. As I indicated, the merger won't be effective till the end of the year at any rate, so we're fine with that. And we appreciate the opportunity to do this by a conference call as well.
Okay. One more time for my colleagues. Julie, anything?
Thanks.
Randy?
I have a question for Pat, though, and sure. I think I know the answer, but in case it's not what I expect, maybe they would want to respond. Pat, this happened in more than one instance. Is this pretty much the way that it's happened with other North Dakota cooperatives that acquired U.S. West companies and then later merged them in?
Several have done that, yes.
This is sort of the same thing as those cases.
Right. In fact, this application followed probably one that had been filed before. They used it as a template for what they did here. I believe that's correct, isn't it, Mr. Fogland?
Yes, and it was thanks to sort of your guidance, we were able to look at earlier filings and use them as formats for this filing.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Nope.
Okay, one more time. Scott, Dennis, anything else?
No, nothing for me. I thank you for meeting with us this afternoon.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close the informal on the cases, case PU14682 and PU14683. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you very much.